And there we go, George Michael with Gotta Have Faith. And you've got to have faith because the guru's here. Q&A time again on 4HI. Steve, welcome to the program once again.
Good on you, Mick.
Mate, a few weeks ago, you gave a positive outlook for the future of the Central Highlands.
Yes, Mick.
Well, we have a listener who knows you advocate buying investment housing in the growth corridor between the Pine River and the Caboolture River. And his question is, what is your opinion of the future of this growth corridor, in particular Brisbane in general?
Okay, well, Brisbane's on the cusp of several exciting developments, which will make it a very exciting city to live in and visit.
Well, Steve, I generally ask you this question. Can you give me some examples, please?
Well, Mick, as we have limited time, I'll just list some of the major projects on the drawing board. We've got the controversial $800 million West Village project in West End. That's now been approved. Then we have the Queen's Wharf project, which is a $3 billion masterpiece bankrolled by Star Entertainment.
Steve, hang on, that's the one in the River Precinct from Queen Street to Parliament House.
Yes, Mick, yeah. It'll link via a bridge to South Bank. And look, this will create a fantastic synergies with the city's arts and culture hub.
Oh, that's great. Well, what's proposed for the old Roma Street Railway Yards then?
Well, mate, this is a $2 billion project called Brisbane Live, which will be an entertainment centre and parkland precinct built above the Roma Street Rail Yards.
All right, Steve. And what will that have? What will be in it?
Mate, it's going to have a 4,000-capacity rock club, a 17,000-seat world-class indoor sports and entertainment arena. It'll have cinemas, restaurants, shops, hotels, apartment buildings, a Cross River Rail and Brisbane's Metro Station underground.
And added to that, Steve, I don't know where I read it, but Brisbane Airport is set to get a second runway by 2022.
Yes, Mick, and that takes us to the second question about the growth corridor between the Pine and Caboolture Rivers.
What's happening there, mate?
Well, as you know, I've been having clients invest in North Lakes for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I know that. And it is now almost a satellite city for the growth corridor.
It is, Mick. But because demand for remaining land at North Lakes outstrips supply, this is pushing up the prices, as I predicted. So I've now moved to adjacent Stone Ridge and North Harbour.
Yeah, but Steve, what's happening at North Lakes?
Well, the Westfield Shopping Centre there, it's amongst the best in Australia. And they've recently added another 60 stores. It has Queensland's only Costco, and now it's got a brand new IKEA store.
Oh, wow. But what about Laguna North Lakes?
Well, this will be a $250 million investment, and it's set to change the face of the already bustling CBD at North Lakes. It'll have boutique shopping, dining lineways, a 140-room hotel, tavern and function space, aquatic centre with lap pool and recreational pools, a commercial office tower and public green space.
I see what you mean about the growth potential of this corridor.
Yes, Mick, it ticks all the boxes. And all my properties have quick access to the freeway and then access to Brisbane Airport, Brisbane City, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast.
That's a no-brainer, isn't it, really?
Sure is, Mick.
Well, if you want to get in touch with Steve, you Google Steve Taylor. You go to the Contact Us button, and there you go. And if you'd like to call the office for an obligation-free and cost-free consultation, here's the number, 4987-7567. Mate, it's very positive these days, isn't it?
Mick, there's no reason to be negative, mate. There's so much good stuff out there. And also now in the Central Highlands.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Will you come back next week?
Okay, Mick.
Good on you.
Thanks, mate.